It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
All right, Pastor Lumuno, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. So what are we talking about this afternoon?
We are talking about the law of God in relationship with God.
All right. So let's get into it. So first and foremost, how do divine laws, I want us to just jump into it so that we don't run out of time. How do divine laws, such as the Ten Commandments, for example, shape one's relationship with God?
The Ten Commandments, they shape one's relationship with God, because the Ten Commandments, it's a guide. They give guidance how someone is supposed to conduct him or herself, not conduct himself, you know, so that he can know even how to live with other people, and to align their actions with God's will and values.
All right.
Yeah. You can also understand, they can give him the accountability, as individuals can recognize their responsibility to adhere to his commands.
Right. Okay. And so in what ways does obedience now to religious laws impact the intimacy and trust within a relationship with God? Pastor Lumuno?
Yes.
Did you hear my question? My question was, in what ways does obedience to religious laws impact the intimacy and trust that is within a relationship with God?
Yeah, they deepens, or they foster a sense of closeness with God and also in connection with him. They deepen in intimacy, as it demonstrates dedication and also reverence. You know, when you are obedient to God, you will be dedicated, you know, to him.
Mm.
Because you know him very well, because he's a guide, number one. He's a guide, as I have told you in your first question. He's a guide. He do guide. So now, when you have an intimacy with him,
right,
meaning you are going to be close to him, and also you will be connected to him, and also you will be dedicated and also reverent, not reverence with him.
Yeah. Deeper understanding of religious laws enhance one's connection with God? Or does it sometimes lead to legalism and rigidity, perhaps?
Yeah. A deepening understanding of religious laws can enhance one's connection with God by providing a guidance on a living a righteous life, and also fostering spiritual growth. You can grow if you have a deeper understanding of these laws. You
right.
grow spiritually.
Right.
But however, it can also lead to not legalism and rigidity, when individuals focus solely and adhering to the letter of the law without understanding or considering its spirit or underlying principles. So you need to understand the spirit of the law and also its principles. Otherwise, if you don't understand its principles, then you are going to, you know, to be legalist.
Okay. Okay, so how do believers balance adherence to religious laws with the pursuit of a genuine, heartfelt relationship with God?
Yeah, I think the first one, you need to understand the purpose. Recognize that the religious laws serve as a guidelines for righteous living, but should not overshadow the importance of the personal connection with God. So you need to understand his purpose, the purpose of the law. Understand it. Then when you understand, it will be easier for you not to have a personal relationship with him. Number two, the spiritual growth. Yeah, you need we emphasis on spiritual growth through prayer, meditation. You need to sit down. When you sit down, understand, meditate upon His word, and have a prayer, studying His studying scriptures, so that you can understand His will.
Right.
Then to have a balanced life, and also these laws, you are going to pursue them genuinely, and a heartfelt relationship with God is going to be
okay.
To be there.
Yeah. Mm. So do these religious laws serve as a means of communication with God, guiding individuals in their journey towards a closer relationship with Him, perhaps?
Yes, they do. Religious law can serve as a means of communication with God.
Right.
Helping individuals in their journey towards a closer relationship with Him. Here is the how. Divine laws, they are a guidance.
Mm.
As I have told you, they are a guidance. So these religious laws are often believed to be derived from the teachings and practice of a deity or God Himself.
Right.
Because He's the source. Yeah, providing guidance on moral conduct and also spiritual growth.
Mm.
So if you are guided by these divine laws, then your moral conduct is going to be improved. And also you are going to grow spiritual.
Right.
Number two, they reflect God's character. Correct.
Mm.
The laws. They reflect His character. So when you are following these laws, then you are going to reflect His character.
Right.
Because the one who gave them has a character.
Yeah.
So that character, when you are reflecting that character, then you will be reflecting Him in many ways.
Okay.
So also we must incorporate religious laws into our daily lives.
Yeah.
It helps prioritize. It helps prioritize God's relationship and also action, fostering a deeper connection with the divine or with God.
Right,
so
right.
These laws, they serve as a means of communication with God.
Okay.
If you are genuinely following Him, not hearsay, but lead His way.
Right.
You can connect.
Yeah. I hear you. Okay, final question. I'll let you go, sir. How does the concept of grace interact with the observance of religious laws, and particularly in fostering a relationship with God?
First one, I think we should also define grace. Grace is it's unmerited favor.
Absolutely.
And love. Unmerited favor and love of God towards humanity. So it is freely given and cannot be earned. So salvation, therefore, grace is the foundation of salvation.
Okay.
It is through grace that individuals are saved, not by adherence to not the religious law.
Right.
So while grace provides salvation, religious laws serves as a guideline.
Okay.
For a living a righteous life in response to God's grace.
Yeah.
Then you have a balanced grace. You have a balanced life.
Mm.
Then grace remains the observation of laws by emphasizing love, forgiveness, and mercy,
yeah,
which can inspire adherence to the religious law out of gratitude rather than obligation.
Okay. And, yeah. Go ahead, sir. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. So as we part ways, I want to say thank you very much for your time, Fundis, and give you the opportunity for your closing remarks as we part ways.
No, thank you very much. I think the laws, these are guidelines. As I've been saying, the laws are guidelines. When you are following a guide, then you are going to reach the destination. It's just a guide. It's not that you need to know to stop. When you find the mark or the guideline, then you stop there. No, go ahead. and follow the guidelines. When you follow the guidelines, you are going to reach the final destination.
Even when
we are following these laws,
right,
we are going to reach the final destination, and the final destination is to see God,
right,
and have a communion with Him.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. All right, got it loud and clear. That was brilliant. Thank you very much, Pastor. Looking forward to our conversation continuing along the very same lines. 23 minutes now. It's after 2. Moving on. You're having live with me. These are the last third hour of the program.